Easter is tomorrow, this coming Sunday, and along with Easter is the traditional Easter egg hunt. Although this year, the Easter egg hunt isn't so traditional. Due to COVID-19 concerns, Prime Bank, the sponsor of the Easter egg hunt, will conduct its hunt in a different manner. Brad Pick of Prime Bank tells what's going to happen today.
We are going to be having it in a little bit of a different format this year. From 11:15 until 1 o'clock, we will be handing out Easter eggs through our drive-up. So folks can go ahead and drive through our drive-up, and we'll be giving them their Easter eggs. They can take them home and have their own Easter egg hunt.
Pick says that those Easter eggs to be distributed to children today will be filled with candy.
That's right, yeah. We have thousands of pieces of candy, and we'll have probably several thousand Easter eggs that we'll be handing out. So come on down on Saturday, April the 3rd, and we'll be happy to get you a bag of Easter eggs.
Pick says the distribution of the Easter eggs will begin at 11:15 this morning and will continue until 1 o'clock or until those eggs are gone. He says people need to go through the Prime Bank's drive-through lanes using all three lanes. Vehicles need to approach the drive-through from the west or from the alley from the north or from the south, but then will need to turn east following the traffic pattern. Pick says that the Easter Bunny will be on hand waving at all the children, and he says that the eggs will be given in bags.
They'll actually be in bags, and we have anywhere from six to eight eggs per bag. So yeah, we'll give each of the children that are in each family a bag, and they can go have fun with them and enjoy the candy and having an Easter egg hunt.
The Prime Bank official says that they want to limit the Easter egg distribution to children 12 years of age and under. People can check with the KLM website for maps showing the traffic pattern for that distribution of the Easter eggs today. The Remsen Easter Egg Hunt is also scheduled for this morning, beginning at 11 a.m. The event is sponsored by the Remsen Chamber of Commerce and will be held outdoors this year at the Remsen football field. Chamber Director Alicia Hoffman says that they have chosen to hold the Easter Egg Hunt outdoors at the Remsen football field to help with a safer outdoor location to allow for more social distancing. The Remsen Easter Egg Hunt is open for children 8 years old and younger. Something new this year is those children wanting to participate in the Remsen Easter Egg Hunt must have a ticket. Hoffman says that tickets are required and there are, because a limited number are available, that they will need to be picked up at City Hall or at Iowa State Bank prior to the event. When tickets are turned in, each child will receive a bag to be used for the Easter Egg Hunt. The Remsen Easter Egg Hunt will still have a drawing for prizes at the end of the hunt. Lamar City officials want residents to know that the city tree disposal site, located on the west edge of town near the Riverview Ballparks, will be open today, this Saturday, April 3rd, between the hours of 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. A city tree disposal site will also be open on Wednesdays between 2 and 6 p.m. The disposal site accepts grass trimmings, leaves, and twigs. It does not accept any garbage or tree stumps. The city tree disposal site will be open on Saturdays and Wednesdays from now until the end of November. The City of Lamar's Historic Preservation Commission will hold a two-day window restoration workshop in May. The workshop, which is open to the public, will inform property owners and area contractors on the options and techniques for window repair and restoration on historic houses or buildings. Facilitating the workshop will be Terry Phillips, Historic Window Rehabilitation Specialist. The first session, Window Repair, Restore, Replace, How to Decide, will be held on Friday, May 14th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and that will be at the Brown Central Event Center. A complimentary light dinner will also be served. Then on Saturday, May 15th, the second session will be held from 9 a.m. until noon at the Care One Nurses Office Building at 35 Plymouth Street Northeast. You'll participate in a hands-on learning experience in the various techniques to restore historic windows. This session is entitled Hands-on Window Repair Restoration Techniques. Lamar's Historic Preservation member Stu Deckinga stated that the workshop is being offered to educate and assist contractors and homeowners as they address issues with their properties. This educational opportunity will allow people the chance to ask questions and learn about the right ways to restore historic windows. Admission is free to both sessions. Reservations for the workshop are needed. You can contact the Lamar City Hall at 712-546-7018 or to reserve your spot by May 7th. The workshop is open to contractors and historic property owners. If you have questions, you can contact Stu Deckinga. His number is 712-540-5503 or call his wife Carla Deckinga at 712-540-2909. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law that gets rid of the requirement that Iowans get state permits to purchase and carry pistols and revolvers. The state permits for buying and carrying a concealed handgun will be voluntary. However, Iowans who wish to carry a handgun in other states that require and recognize Iowa permits may continue to get one. Critics say that the bill creates a loophole on private gun sales, since the state permit process for buying handguns that is now optional requires a background check. Supporters of the law say that it gets rid of the state permission slip for a constitutional right under the Second Amendment. Governor Reynolds issued a written statement on Friday afternoon emphasizing a section of the law that makes it a felony to knowingly sell a handgun to someone who cannot legally own a gun. Reynolds says that the state officials will never be able to outlaw or prevent every single bad actor from getting a gun, but this new law ensures law-abiding citizens have full access to their constitutional rights while keeping Iowans safe. State Representative Dr. Tom Jennery of Lamar says that he received several phone calls, letters, text messages, and emails from constituents showing their support for the bill.
I've been contacted by I'm sure probably hundreds of emails and phone calls and so forth in support of the omnibus firearms bill. I've only had one person call me that was or contact me that was not in favor of it. So it's pretty evident that the vast majority of people in District 5 want this to pass.
Jennery explains the context of that gun bill.
What this does is it allows a law-abiding Iowan to carry their firearm without a permit. However, if you go and purchase a firearm, whether it's a pistol or a long gun, you know, like a rifle or a shotgun, if you go to a retailer, you either have to have a permit to carry card, a permit to purchase card, or go through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. And also, if you want to carry a firearm in another state, because Iowa has reciprocity with many other states, so citizens could legally carry a firearm in that state, you must have the permit yet.
When the House had passed the bill 2 weeks ago, the vote was primarily split down party lines, with Republican members voting in favor of the measure and Democrat House members voting against the bill. Jennery explains the objections from the opposition.
A lot of the opposition to this was that if you have a private sale of a firearm, that there's no background check. And that is true, but we put in an amendment that says that if you don't really know who that person is that you're selling it to, you better be very careful, because if they commit a crime with that firearm, then they can come back on you that sold it, and it's a Class D felony, which means that you lose your right to have a firearm for the rest of your life.
Republican State Senator Jim Carlin also commented on the gun rights bill that passed the Senate chamber a week ago.
We're passing some very significant gun legislation on the Second Amendment, which will be made part of Iowa's Constitution. We believe that if you put it in the voters' hands, they're going to do it. We put in a strict scrutiny provision to set the bar high on gun rights, pass constitutional carry, which means that any law-abiding Iowan who doesn't have any felony on their record can go to a gun store and get a gun.
Governor Reynolds signed a new public health disaster proclamation on Friday that extends critical regulatory relief for an additional 30 days to those on the front lines of COVID-19 recovery. The proclamation continues to strongly encourage Iowans, businesses, and organizations to take reasonable public health measures consistent with guidance from the Iowa Department of Public Health. The proclamation also continues to extend a waiver on transportation restrictions for overweight loads.